Warm, inside and out. We can only appreciate the bundled warmth of snuggling against someone when it contrasts with the cooler exterior space. A nest of blankets, tangled around you, and a lover next to you, adjusting how much you're covered in order to achieve optimal comfort. But we do have natural warming mechanisms inside of our bodies. The pumping of blood, the chemical reactions that keep our body running, electricity, enzymes, a core temperature which is self-perpetuating, a flesh insulated and defined to keep us as we need to be, and at the temperature we're most comfortable. Clothing helps as well. Blankets help. But our own system generally does enough. Even when the air is cool, we stay warm long enough for a long time out in chillier spaces. And when it's hot out, we can end up warmer than we thought we'd be, because our bodies contribute warmth as well, sweating in the sun, cascaded in its rays, exulting in a body made to store warmth and which runs hotter than many other creatures, just by default. Think about the beating of your heart, the powerful flow of energy moving through your body, just as you run, moving constantly. Parts of you deep within, even when you are still. Now, feel a connection. Your hand against your partner's skin, your mind calm, peaceful in this place. None of your energy needs to be devoted to movement or thought. Anything which is going to happen will happen automatically. Let warm imagery flow through you. And not just you. Your body is no longer merely one system dedicated to warming. And your form is networked with your partner's. It traps the heat, keeps it in the loop, keeps you warmed, and adds the pleasure of intimacy, nearness, association, snuggling. Store this memory for every time you cuddle against a trusted companion. Remember that the warming of more than one person means body heat tends to bounce back and forth, each of you evening out the other's temperature, making things more comfortable, making everything all right. Meditate on it. Envision with me ways to adapt to cooler temperatures. Climate controls in houses, sure. Thicker clothing, maybe? That's fine. But the best way of all is blankets wrapped around yourself, a comfortable bed. The weight and warmth of a loving embrace from a trusted companion who you know has the same drives and impulses you do. They may have different temperature preferences, so maybe there are more blankets on your side of the bed, couch, pillow fort, what have you. Maybe there are fewer. But the base unit of warmth and comfort is just you, together, a connected system. Each of you a body with mind within, meditative and focused on one goal, warmth, within and united. Vital functions tick onward within your body, in your partner's as well. But focus on the tingle of contact between your skin and theirs. Place where heat is shared. Feel free to increase how much of your body is touching your companion. Awareness spreads along with the touch, the thought. Frame inside your head an image, your imagined union, how your lover must feel. Similar to you, of course, But there's more to this. Each of you is letting go of unnecessary things, things you do not need. Each of you is setting aside the obstructions of the outside world, united in one goal, warmth, one bond, unity, and at the end, perhaps a nap. Simple goals, simple things you can pursue. Even the memory of these words can be allowed to fade. Imagine switches inside of you, barriers to unity falling down, forgetting or setting aside the notion of you as one entity, seeing instead the united organism, the two of you cuddling for warmth. One network, more extensive than normal, able to accomplish more things, a more complex system that is able to regulate, to allocate. If you start to feel yourself growing too warm, imagine that heat now has somewhere to go, shedding that warmth into your surroundings, your partner's thermal regulation system assisting you through the unity of your contact with them. Too warm turns into just warm enough. Too cool becomes a pleasant diversion as you share and therefore regulate temperature between the two of you. What one of you would need to materially change by getting more clothing or more blankets, the two of you can instead weather together, adjusting your temperature by adjusting your degree of contact. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to touch, to caress, to get into more or less contact, so as to reach the best possible temperature for your shared comfort. And when you get there, you can still adjust further, each of you finding the degree of thermal assistance in the other that you will need to proceed in comfort. Snuggling up, all things fade until only the sinking sensation of warm, deep relaxation remains. Being warm does tend to make us drowsy, sleepy. We want to hibernate in the warmth because our muscles are soothed. Our body is at ease. Your muscles are being affected by this warmth, loosening. Tension goes away. Your body getting into the most comfortable position you can think of. Adjustments occur until it is all just right. And because things that normally get in your way are drifting away, so are you. Drifting away carried on words and the comforting sensation of your partner to a place of peace and profound connection. Connected by a touch, any touch. Indeed, visualize the beating of your partner's heart. You see your companion's body, as warm and vital as yours, your systems of thermal management merging to make the task of being comfortable, even in cool surroundings, that much easier. Leaning against one another, supporting one another. But it's all right to cling more closely. It is always possible for your shared system to find a more soothing temperature, an avenue to handle all processes together, the heat you need to ration and allocate. This system, comforting in its shared nature. Sometimes we get in a rut. When we're sleep snuggling, we may get in the habit of sleeping the same way every time. Laying together the same way, cuddling the same way against our partner. Try variants on your usual sleeping position. Try rearranging. Find what is optimal for you, and be warm, be soothed, be comfortable. The system that is you and your partner, together, can accomplish more than you could on your own. Let your mind just think of warm horizons, of comfort. The coolness of the environment fades, vanishes. A breeze across your body would be a pleasant diversion now. The coolness of the environment has no power over you. A shared system. Inviolate. A system cleansed of outside responsibilities, because you and your partner share one goal. Warmth. Comfort. Drifting off together. There is physical warmth, and now that a diagram of a shared system is visualized in your mind, connected through your contact with your partner, think also of emotional support, of the other warmth which buoys us up from within, makes us more than we are. Feel your heart beat in time with your partner's, your skin ease to the same temperature, your feet intertwine, your bodies at rest, breathing deep, regular, a descent to another place, but within, drifting. And if one of you does fall all the way asleep in a luxurious nap, sinking further, well, you're a shared system now, aren't you? When one part of you falls asleep, the other won't be far behind. Warm throughout, a thorough kind of warmth, your body subjected to a heated massage from within, a thing created, the massage of your shared linked systems, thermal regulation sending heat where it is needed, your minds united in meditating on the meaning of shared warmth, of snuggling, of a long, cold season's nap. All these meditations are a soothing progress toward deepness, and that's good. That's where you want and need to be. Because the less other things get in the way, the more you can focus. Focus indeed on being oh so warm, stable, peaceful, optimally positioned and connected to your partner. These lessons may pass from your mind, drifting away, steaming off in the pleasing heat of your shared experience. But that's all right. Thinking these things even once no doubt spawned new ideas, new conceptual ways of looking at something as seemingly innocent as a snuggle against your lover. New closeness is born out of that. And so learning these ideas, these concepts, again, will do the same thing once more and leave you united, along with a pleasant surprise if the specific words have indeed faded from your mind, like water flowing out of your palm, but leaving an impression of dampness that quickly steams away in the united heat, the two of you together.